Computers presents Tech Tuesday,
where you always get switched on service.
Hey guys,
how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, we've got a bit of an Apple theme going today, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Now, every year, Apple holds an annual Worldwide Developers Conference. It gives thousands of developers from around the world the chance to meet up with Apple engineers and sit in on workshops and software sessions and all sorts of cool stuff. Now, the WWDC is happening next week in California, and it kicks off on Monday with a keynote address. Now, while this keynote typically focuses on new features in Apple's various software platforms, sometimes they make new product announcements. And according to the Apple rumor mill, here's what we might expect this year. The first one is the Siri smart speaker. Now, Apple is reportedly working on a device similar to the Amazon Echo, which would be a home hub for controlling smart devices. Mm.
That makes sense.
Yep. Yes, that one is very cool. The next one, a new iPad Pro. A new size could be coming. Rumors about a 10.5-inch model have been circulating for months. This could be the time. We'll see. And possible refreshes to the MacBook Pro, and even the MacBook Air lineup could be coming. They are due for a little refresh. So,
Are you going to get up to watch the keynote? Because I do know you often do that.
Yes, probably. It does live stream through the Apple TV, so yeah. I will probably get up to do that.
And I saw it on their website too. I think they're doing it this year.
Yeah,
so it's really cool.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they do now. It's really good. So.
It'd be cool if they could confirm some rumors, because every other day there's rumors about new iPads, new MacBooks, new phones and stuff.
Yeah, you've got to take most of them with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Until they announce it?
Yeah, exactly right. We don't know. Nobody knows until they announce it. Anyway, I'll bring you all the latest news next week on that one.
Awesome. I can't wait.
And speaking of Apple as well, using location-based reminders.
Yeah. Now, this one's really cool and I like using it. If you want to be reminded to do something when you leave or arrive at home, at work or another location, it's really easy from your Apple device. So all you have to do is open up the Reminders app, tap the little plus icon so you can add a reminder, type it in. So, for example, buy milk, then tap the little eye icon for more information. And from there, you can use the remind me at location feature to set up the reminder. Yeah, for when you arrive or leave at a certain location. It's very cool. So you can also ask Siri to remind you. So you could say, hey Siri, when I get home, remind me to put the bins out.
Wow.
And she'll just automatically set that up in the reminders then.
Yep. And because I said, hey Siri at the start, it's just done it on my phone. So when I get home, it's going to tell me to put the bins out. Yep. Perfect.
Well, that beats putting your keys with the milk in the fridge, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you don't forget the milk to take home.
Yes,
so
that's right.
A little bit more high tech than that.
Jeez. And what's happening this week at Leading Edge Computers in Griffith?
Yeah, we have a really great new device in store. It's the Trend Micro Home Network Security Station. It's designed to protect all the gadgets in your home and keep your family safe online.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really, really good, actually. The station plugs into your modem. It enforces web filtering rules that you can put in place on all internet-connected devices, including computers, smartphones, tablets, gaming consoles, which usually miss out on this kind of thing, smart TVs and set-top boxes. So this clever little device, it can tell you when a new device joins your home network, so you always know who's been using your Wi-Fi. And by the way, this all gets run through a smart app on your phone,
so you can
manage it all. It blocks potentially dangerous websites on all of those devices I mentioned before. It can help block hacking attempts on internet-enabled devices, so not just those devices that I talked about, but things like, you know, just say you have a fancy fridge that has internet access.
Yeah.
It can help with that sort of thing as well.
That's cool.
It enforces parental controls by user, so you can be alerted when certain types of websites are accessed, and it'll let you know which device accessed them. And you can enforce time restrictions, so you can block the internet access on certain devices after an hour, for example, so you can play the Xbox for an hour, or you can just allow internet access between certain times, so say 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. on certain devices.
Wow.
It is really, really handy little device, great for keeping your family safe online at home. It's in store now. It's $2.99, and that includes a 2-year subscription to the software. We have one set up, so come in and ask our team for a demo.
That's
love showing
cool.
it to people.
Yeah. And it's great that you can see it in store as well, so you kind of have an understanding.
How exactly. We can together. Show you exactly how it works.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah, so for all the latest computers and tech devices, come in and see us at Leading Edge Computers. We're in the top block at Banner Avenue, Griffith.
Thank you so
much,
Tegan. I can't wait for next week about the Worldwide Developers Conference.
Very exciting.
I'm in the hunt for an iPad.